Its main weapon was and remains state control of television, which repeats endlessly the risible claim that Venezuela is a victim of an economic war. Broadcasts by the president can last as long as a double feature. Lacking Chavez's charisma, Mr. Maduro hopes to come across as cuddly in his up-close and personal videos and a salsa show on radio. Venezuelans are not beguiled. The films show a falta de respeto, or lack of respect, many say. I think he actually enjoys laughing at us, says Daniel Torres, an engineering student. Venezuelans are especially annoyed by a video of the president, resplendent in a white tracksuit, playing catch with Diosdado Cabello, the thuggish former president of the National Assembly. A democratic game, a constitutional game, snickers Mr. Cabello. He helped plan many of the government's assaults on democracy, including a botched attempt in March to transfer the powers of the legislature, now controlled by the opposition, to the Supreme Court, which takes orders from the government. "We are working," promises Mr. Maduro as he tosses the ball back to his partner in misrule. For Alberto Barrera Tisca, an essayist, the video shows the decadence of chavismo. The images of frolicking, well-fed politicians are an insult to the poverty of Venezuelans, most of whom have lost weight over the past 2 years, he has written. One of Mr. Maduro's clips shows him driving through a poor neighborhood of Caracas to show off the apparent cheerfulness of the locals. A wall scrawled with the words "Maduro, murderer of students," is clearly visible as he drives past, but not to the oblivious president. Chavistas used to be good at propaganda. Now they cannot even get that right.